thank you for taking the time. We're counting on you to keep the momentum and the energy going, because I'm telling you, if we show up, we win, Iowans win, and we're going to keep Iowa moving in the right direction. So we can't let up. We got to keep the pressure going, and I promise you that we're going to keep the pressure going as well. It's an incredible honor to serve as the 43rd governor of this great state. You know, Iowa is a state that's getting things done. This Republican team is getting things done. And I mean up and down the ballot. We are fighting hard every day to cut taxes while maintaining our priorities. We're growing jobs and wages and unleashing opportunities in every single corner. We're investing in education and our greatest asset, and retraining Iowans so that they have the skills to fill the jobs that are available today. And we're working hard every single day to find solutions to Iowans' health care needs and for some of our most vulnerable Iowans. I've had the opportunity as governor to not only travel this state, but to travel the world and talk about a place I love, highlighting the amazing things that are happening here. But you know what? It wasn't always this way. When I took office in 2011, we were facing a lot of issues. Iowans were struggling to find a job, unemployment was high, the budget was a mess, massive spending, debt. They had just cut education by 10%, the Culver administration. And Mr. Hubble, who was a partner in that administration, cut education 10% across the board. We can't go backwards. And that's what the opposition wants to do. They want to take this success, they want to stop it, and they want to take us backwards. I don't know if you listened to any of the debates that we had, but his answer to every single thing was more money, more money, more money. And when he wasn't talking about money, he was talking about growing government. Well, that is the absolute wrong direction. Iowa is moving in the right direction, and the facts are undeniable. We've been recognized as the number one state in the country. We have the second lowest unemployment rate in the country, which presents a few challenges, but that's okay. It's a good place to be in. We should be proud of that. We are the third best managed state. We are seeing incomes rise, 3 straight quarters of wage growth in Iowa, and we're seeing taxes go down. And let me tell the businessman, this CEO has balanced the budget. I have $127 million surplus. Our rainy day funds are full, and we're investing like never before in education, job training, and health care. So we got to work hard. We got to keep Iowa moving in the right direction. And with your help, we're going to do that. So talk to a neighbor, talk to a friend, take them to the polls, call, door knock, put up a sign, whatever. Because again, if we turn out, if we show up, we are going to be successful. So let's turn this blue wave into a red wave. And with your help, we are going to keep Iowa moving. Yay!
I'm going to use my press pass and ask you a question.
Sure.
How would you ensure a living wage?
Oh, well, we're working on that every day. So it starts with our schools, K-12. So I've been very involved in STEM education, science, technology, engineering, and math. And what I've seen with these programs that we have in place is especially a lot of children that have kind of stepped out, it brings them back in and it engages them, and they see for themselves that they're good and that there's a career and they can do or be anything that they want to do. Future Ready Iowa is the initiative that we passed unanimously this last legislative session, and it is designed to help Iowans get the skills to fill these great careers that are available all across our state. There's about, on an average, about 66,000 jobs open every single day across Iowa, and these are great jobs, and so it will help through last dollar scholars, through grant programming, apprenticeship, certification, a support system. So it really will help Iowans not only get the skills, but it will match them up with a job, and that job will be right here in the state. Thank you.